Welcome back to the Fantasy Flavor Podcast, where we're spicing up your daily dose of fantasy football content. Hey, what's going on, listeners and viewers of the Fantasy Flavor Podcast and channel? Today we're talking about running back landing spots. Let's just jump into it right away with the Chiefs. So I wanted to do the Ravens here, but we didn't have enough spots. Ravens, I do think, take running back here, but let's focus on the sexiest landing spot, the Chiefs. So prospects being mocked, I've seen DeAndre Swift. It isn't happening. They have too many needs. They aren't taking a running back round one. But I think realistically, they could do Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Keyshawn Vaughn out of Vanderbilt, Eno Benjamin. All of those guys could go as high as day three. Some of them could slide into round four and maybe round five pick in Darrington Evans. So the depth chart, Damian Williams is kind of the star there out of all of them, especially when you have guys like Darwin Thompson, Darrell Williams, Mike Weber, who was just signed there. All those running backs there, I think they have like seven. It's ridiculous. They have so many running backs there. So it just kind of shows you they may not even take one. They own their own first, San Francisco second. They do not have their own second, but then they own their picks rounds three through five. No sixth and seventh rounders. So they won't take a running back there. Free agency changes to the offense. They added a right tackle, Mike Remmers, from the Giants. Probably will be back up to Mitchell Schwartz there. They re-signed DeMarcus Robinson and Sammy Watkins. They altered his contract. Meanwhile, LeSean McCoy is probably gone. He's a free agent at the moment. Hasn't been re-signed. So looking at the team outlook, they were bottom six in rushing attempts, which isn't the best. They were 21st in yards before contact by their offensive line. Not the greatest run blocking line, not the greatest in rushing attempts, but they did have a 19.3% target share to running backs, which is kind of ranked in the middle of the pack. And their red zone rushing attempts were 13th in the NFL. So a little bit above the pack there. But I think what makes this landing spot so sexy is kind of Andy Reid and how these stats are so underwhelming, but they haven't had a spectacular running back to really capitalize on how good that offense is. But problem is, I think the offense is a little so pass heavy that's why I feel like they don't really need a running back. But that's kind of all I have to say about the Chiefs. Let's kick it off here to Trenton with his next landing spot.
Yeah, then you, I don't know, after that, there's not really any big-time landing spots for running backs that really need it. The next highest one I could think of was the LA Rams. They had just lost Gurley, and they're left with Darrell Henderson and Malcolm Brown. I do like Darrell Henderson. I think he still has a lot of talent, and he could be that lead back, but it's still a question mark, and they might still go for running back. Those prospects that they're being mocked include Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrington Evans, but there's not really too big of a need for that, and they're not really getting mocked it much. I think they could use one, however. They do have their second, third, and I believe an extra third or early fourth to make these picks. But it's if they make the pick. They have a lot of needs elsewhere on both sides of the ball. Do they go with running back? I think they should, because Darrell Henderson would be at his best as more of a committee back. But they might not, and I could see not. The only real change to the offense, though, in free agency was that moving of Todd Gurley, and that was about it. And then you look at the team outlook. They're mediocre in just about everything. They run the ball just about league average. They do have a rather low yards per attempt, so that's concerning. But the offensive line is young and still developing. They have some great pieces, such as center Austin Blythe, and so they have some other talented young pieces. However, they will need a new left tackle really soon, because they do have Whitworth in there right now, and he has just turned 38. The one thing that really stands out to me about that landing spot, though, is that they are second to last in running back targets last year in 2019. They don't target their running backs in the passing game a lot, and that concerns me for any back that would go there to see if As long in a PPR league, that would be concerning for any running back that goes to the Rams.
Definitely a good point there, Trenton. Let's move on here to Sanaten with maybe the sexiest landing spot there we have.
Exactly. Yeah, when Trenton said that there is no other landing spot, I was like, did he forget Tampa Bay? And they have come out and clearly said that they want a pass-catching running backs at the least. And if you look at the running backs they have, there is Ronald Jones and Dare Ogunbowale. I mean, Ronald Jones could not even sideline Peyton Barber. So imagine how good he will be. So I think there is real great opportunity for at least the James White role, if nothing. And then if they get a very good running back, he might just run away with the whole opportunity there, running and receiving, three down role. They have their number 14 draft pick. I doubt they will get a running back. They will take a running back there. But the second round is like mid of the second round is the perfect place for them to go after someone like Clyde Edwards-Hilaire or Cam Akers. I mean, they also are being mocked for DeAndre Swift, but it is a possibility that Swift might slide down to mid second, but it's less likely. And the changes, they got possibly the GOAT himself in Tom Brady for the offense, and they have great pieces with Mike Evans, Godwin, OJ Howard, whatever he might contribute now. And then they added tackles. They have lost Barber and Winston and their 210 attempts. They only passed to the running backs 82 times. The running backs had 82 receptions, whereas Tom Brady threw to James White, and James White had 72 alone. So imagine how much Tom Brady likes his running backs for passes. And if someone like Cam Akers, who's very, very good at catching passes, and also Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, if they land there, I think they will just be awesome. They will give a great PPR floor. And I have no doubt in my mind that Cam Akers will steal the job completely from Ronald Jones. So I think this is a fantasy gold mine for the running back position if that person works out really well, fits really well in that offense. And I think all the running backs like Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, Cam Akers, and even Dobbins, all three are perfect fits for this team.
Yeah, really one of the probably the most realistic and best landing spot there. I see whoever goes there, especially if it's one of the top five running backs, being potentially the 101. So moving on here, we have Justin with his team.
Hey, guys. So I'm talking about the Steelers here today. I think the Steelers are a pretty interesting running back spot where it's kind of one of those teams you don't really think about needing one, but then when you sit back and think about it, I can see them getting somebody. So their depth chart now, as you all know, James Conner is here, but he's on his last year. He was hurt all last year. You know, he's been dealing with a lot of injuries. They've also got Jalen Samuels. They've got Benny Snell, Kareth White. So not a lot of things that you're worried about there. It's potential that they move from James Conner. They got a second. They've got a third. They've got two fourths. You know, there's plenty of room in there for them to draft somebody. And if they took somebody in the second, there's a lot of guys there available, like Jonathan Taylor, Dobbins, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, even Akers. And then if they go later, why would it be crazy if they took somebody like Dylan? I think that'd be a pretty good fit for their offense, you know, pair that with Jalen Samuels. But talking about their their changes over the offense, they added in Eric Ebron, you know, a nice little tight end. And they brought in Derek Watt, got rid of Roosevelt Nix at the fullback. And then they brought in the starting guard from the Chiefs, who just won a Super Bowl, Wisniewski? I think it's Wisniewski. I think he played for the Patriots as well. I think that's a really good spot for a running back to go. I would be very invested in an early Steelers running back. And the team is itself, last year was a disappointment. But the bright spot of that team was their defense after they brought Minkah Fitzpatrick in. It was outstanding. It's why they won so many games and, you know, almost made the playoffs. I think Big Ben coming back changes a lot of things. I think the running back staying healthy could change a lot of things. But kind of a funny stat to hear, James Conner, who, you know, some parts of the fantasy season last year he was okay, but he only had 464 rushing yards last year. Their top two runners combined had less than 1,000 rushing yards. So I thought that was kind of crazy, you know, because you think about the Steelers as just a grounded, you know, type team. But I think they're secretly wanting a running back right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if they just jumped up and got it.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers, I think, if they take Taylor, probably would be my 101. But let's kick it off here to Trenton with his second team. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, next I have the Buffalo Bills. They're currently looking at, as far as I can see in mocks, we're looking at J.K. Dobbins, Jonathan Taylor, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, one of those top-tier guys or second-tier guys. Currently on the depth chart, they do have Devin Singletary, who I really like. Similar situation to what I said with the Rams earlier. They had Darrell Henderson and Malcolm Brown. The Bills have Devin Singletary and T.J. Yeldon, two guys that could take some snaps away from any rookie running back that they do bring in. They don't have a first-round pick, but they do have a second, third, and fourth rounder, as well as some later-round picks. On all our changes in free agency, they did add a tackle. I believe that's a left tackle, Darrell Williams. And they also, big name, they got Stephon Diggs. So their passing offense is looking up, and that should clear some room for their running lanes. They did lose Frank Gore, who took a number of touches last season from the backfield. So there are more touches there from Gore for the rookie running back. They are a very run-heavy team. That's the one thing that I really like about this landing spot. They were top six in almost all major rushing categories. However, the issue is, will it be a competition? Will it be a committee with Singletary? Who knows? The O-line there, however, is talented and young, but it is nowhere near perfect. They do have some other holes. They're a great rushing offensive line, but they could use some help at key positions such as right guard, locking that down.
Yeah, I mean, man, the Bills are such a good landing spot because of just the opportunity, I think. But the problem is Singletary. So I think we'll break that down eventually and see what kind of we think about that. Finally, though, Snotten here kind of has probably one of the most realistic landing spots to begin with, and then they signed somebody here. So who's your team?
My team is the Miami Dolphins, and I definitely think they are drafting a running back. Even though they signed Jordan Howard, but he is just meh. You know, he has changed so many teams, and we all know that what he offers. He'll just run the first and second down, probably maybe some goal line. But if they draft someone like Jonathan Taylor or Cam Akers or Swift, I mean, it will not take time for them to totally take Howard's job, and he will be on his fourth team pretty soon. So fourth or third team, I think. Yeah. Fourth team pretty soon next year. And their offensive line is not great. They lost Laremy Tunsil, but they have like 14 picks, including three in the first round. They added a lot of defensive pieces, and now their defense is one of the best in the league, I think. Their secondary is really, really good. And I think the coach, Brian Flores, he wants to play that defensive game where defense and running the ball. They were bottom two in rushing last year because they were just, you know, trying to tank probably. They just have 34% rushing attempts. And I definitely think that's going up. They also added a guard, Eric Flowers, and they are going to make the game low scoring, run the ball, and just play defense. That's how the mentality of Brian Flores is. And the whole division is just crappy, I mean, to say the least. So it will be very easy for them to keep the game low scoring. And it will be easy, at least Jets and Jets don't have a very good defense, run defense at least. And Patriots also, their team has gotten weaker. So at least in the division, they'll do very well. And their defense is, again, one of the best. So this fits the profile for a very good running back. And if Taylor goes there, I think he will be 101. Obviously, he's everyone's 101. But I think he will take the job pretty soon. What do you guys think?
So I just wanted to mention, when you mentioned that the Dolphins were the worst running team last year, do you know who their leading rusher?
Ryan Fitzpatrick
with 243 rushing yards. Isn't that not wild?
Yes, and I mean, I'm not surprised. They have like Kalen Ballage, if you want to call him running back. I don't know what we should call him. And then Patrick Laird. They had like the sixth string running backs from other teams. That was their talent level.
So he didn't even name the number two. It was Mark Walton.
Oh, he's in jail, right?
I was going to say the same thing.
But yeah, that's great because there's no competition, pretty much.
No,
yeah,
there's
Jordan
nothing.
Howard is just meh. I mean, he will take, again, it will be like the first half, Jordan Howard will do whatever he does. And whatever happened to Miles Sanders last year, I think it will be the same and even better. I think Miles Sanders just took the passing opportunity and less rushing. But the guy, if someone like Taylor or Cam Akers come there, they will just take everything away from Howard. And it's essentially a one-year deal if you look at Howard's deal. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like Swift could be the best fit there because Taylor isn't the best pass catcher. Jordan Howard definitely isn't the best pass catcher. So Swift could bring in that element there. And they kind of bring different skill sets. Jordan Howard's pretty good in between the tackles. Swift, that's kind of where he struggles. So
Akers could be good, great fit there too, because their O-line is not great. And mm-hmm. Akers is very good at creating yards by himself.
Yeah. So. Graham Barfield there. J.K. Dobbins actually created more yards per carry. That shocked me. But moving back here to the landing spots, Just kind of a question here. Everyone has the Chiefs taking one of these top five running backs. Do you guys think that's going to happen?
I don't think so.
Yeah, meaning.
No, I don't see it happening.
I'd love for it to see it happen, but my expectations low. Yeah, that's
very few places where they really need a running back. Like, I think Dolphins is one of them, and Chiefs, their offense just are like, some Patriots or. Tampa Bay, where they make the running back look very, very good, even if they are not. So they will work around with a lower quality running back too.
Yeah. Overall, that's why I feel like any team that's kind of like BPA, like I could see the Ravens grabbing someone here who we didn't talk about. Honestly, it pained me, but the Lions could take somebody too.
They will. They have talked about it.
Yeah, I hope they don't touch any of my top five babies. It could be a steal, though, if Kerryon Johnson doesn't pan out, though. Because if Kerryon Johnson doesn't pan out, that's kind of like all theirs. If Patricia's gone another year, so I don't know.
Kerryon is going into the path of James Conner. Like, talented, but, you know, always injured.
Not healthy, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, the Redskins, too. So, overall, I think these running back landing spots aren't the best, to be honest. I feel like the wide receiver ones and the quarterback ones are better. But I feel like we're going to see a new era here where it's going to be committees. It's going to be a lot of Miles Sanders type committees. Let's hope some of the, you know, I don't hope for injury, but let's hope maybe they get more opportunity towards the end of the year somehow for some of these rookies. But I could definitely see it kind of being a new age of running backs here where a lot of these older guys like Todd Gurley are maybe phased out after a year or... Yeah, maybe the Falcons grab someone there with their second, or you know what I mean? So it's just going to be a new age for running backs, and we should lower our expectations. But thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. We appreciate it, and stay tuned for maybe our wide receiver episodes or more content. Leave down below in the description what you want to see, and we'll make it happen. Have a great day. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day.